It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
When your heart's underneath,
Jack, Dirk, gotta give everything I have. It's my destiny. I will never say never, 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 never. What?
I
will
can't hear
fight
myself.
To forever.
You can't hear yourself? I don't hear anything.
How about now?
Now I do, yeah.
Now you do. Turn the levels up, baby. Ooh.
Turn off the lights in here, baby.
Extra bright, I want you all to see this. It actually took me forever to realize that that was Rihanna, to be honest.
What?
I'm just admitting, I didn't know.
How?
I don't know.
She's a very distinctive voice. Dude, I keep seeing videos of fucking Jordan Belfort on there, like about selling shit. Okay, first, and he has like a company and shit. He committed fraud, millions and millions of dollars. How the fuck can he have a company?
He served his time. I guess you can make an
So you can have one? I thought you were like banned from being, you can't start a fucking company.
You and I made an LLC. Did we have a background check?
No, I'm saying if you have gone to jail for tax evasion and financial fraud, that
he served his time.
So you're just allowed to? I thought the same thing like a convicted felon. You can't get a gun.
I'm saying you and I are the perfect example. We made an LLC.
That has nothing to do with
this. But what I'm saying was there a background check? No. We just got it. It was done.
No, but
there's no check.
It's a free country. You can make one. But if you have committed fraud, that is where when you submit to make a business, it's like, oh, this guy has literally committed fraud. That's why I was like, I thought you couldn't do that.
He paid his dues. I mean,
isn't that a law though? Like you know, the whole thing with Bilzerian and his dad was a fraudster,
vote.
And then he couldn't even be the head of the company, but he was like behind the scenes and shit because legally you can't.
Well, like you can't vote if you're a felon, which is funny. Kind of because like, oh, you took away my right to vote. Like,
they weren't voting anyways.
Yeah.
Can't illegals vote?
Yeah, they can though. That's weird.
So, loophole, de-citizen myself?
You can revoke your citizenship.
So go somewhere else and come back, and then I'll just come here legally and get that debit card for the 5K.
And get health insurance.
Insurance, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know when this turned into a political podcast, but I'm serious. That's actually legitimate. You can do it. Like, the whole thing's fucked. Everything's
fucked.
Yeah,
it's the same. Welcome back to Stop This Around the Lunch Table, episode
151.
Episode 151. Let's start with our sponsors, starting with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to shout out Liv Stein, a wellness fitness page started by ATLT's own branded body auto. I'm not going any more far with that because fuck that guy.
He doesn't deserve the shout out.
And also want to shout out his coach at Puppy Plyometrics, Synergy Canine. Look him up on Instagram. I will give Synergy Canine its due respects more so than Brandy Body Auto. When he responds to my text, he will then be recommissioned.
Yeah, same. Got moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they are your premier mole exterminator. Also, they're a bipartisan business, Atlas Aeration.
Bipartisan?
I don't know. Do they actually do it? I don't know. I haven't seen the
No
results.
Aeration happened on our lawn, so.
No, we were promised seeding, thatching, aeration, the whole nine yards. And
but I will stick to what I said before. I think he realized, like, he's like, oh, fuck, I did promise that.
He didn't
really want to do it.
But now I got to promise the website, so I have to give the website to these SEO guys. Have I given it? No. It's been 6 weeks.
That's my seed.
I want my lawn thatched and aerated. I'm not fucking giving it. No, fuck that. I want my lawn.
Now you have leverage. You have leverage.
Exactly. And that's all you need. I want my lawn looking like his pubes. Actually, no, I don't. My pubes, not his. I could guess his are a fucking shit show. So anyways, to start off, I know I'm going to get shit for this from Z somehow, in either way, whatever.
Well, it's a tax write-off, so.
Oh, So, not tooting my own horn, but this is, it's going to go to
never work. Doing that.
You thought it was a good idea. It's just.
When? I was just shocked when you first said it. I'm like, oh, I didn't know you were like a good guy. And you're like, well, it's tagged right. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
No, a good idea to read this.
Oh.
I have to explain the context of
okay,
how I got
this
letter.
Sponsor kid.
I sponsor some kids in, where is she from?
Oh, it's a girl.
This is Maria.
Dear Maria, come in.
So this was just funny because they forgot to, usually they like translate the letters.
But the translator must have called in today.
Yeah.
Or that day.
Yeah, or ChatGPT just wasn't loading. So I'm going to read my letter from my sponsor. So if anyone can actually translate this for me, let me know. Matwenda matatahili buong yes song. Why am I sounding
Asian? Yeah. It's not Asian.
Matwenda matatahili buong yes
hasa
shawe. Asante, that's a hospital. Sana kwa baru yako. I'm going to say that word.
Is that with an N?
It did. Yuna na ombe na
if it's a different language, it's not bad. If you're just reading that different language.
Mima pajamas.
Mima pajamas. Mom's pajamas.
Mom's pajamas.
Yeah. Or grandma.
La pili mawalimi wa daras anutis nadan Jessica.
Jessica.
A girl named Jessica.
Okay, I don't think there's a girl named Jessica in their village.
So we have, we're not making fun of this girl, of course. Just.
We're just laughing and reading it.
Hey, if you're gonna be a nonprofit, make sure you translate the letters because I can't fucking read this. But so we got Asante, which they definitely don't have over there.
It's fucking in English on the back, dude.
On the back? Oh fuck! It's always on the bottom.
It's typed, translated
I've
on
had
the
a
back.
Ton of
Dear
these
Jack,
on the
beloved
bottom.
Sponsored. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for your letter.
Did we get it right?
That you pray for me and wish the best for me and my family. I am now in class two.
Class two? I've been sponsoring you for four fucking years.
Our class teacher's name is Madam Jessica.
Oh, we got that one. Woo!
At the center, we have started an entrepreneurship business.
Oh, it's Carter.
Wait, at the center, they have entrepreneurship business. We sell delicious baobabs with pineapple and banana flavors. The villagers are so happy that the center, okay, adult obviously wrote this, that the center employed someone to sell the product around, and he will be paid with the profits that are obtained. Wait, what the fuck? Yo, it says at the center we have started
pyramid schemes are in Uganda.
At the center we have started entrepreneurship business. We sell delicious baobabs, whatever the fuck that is, with pineapple and banana flavors. The villagers are so happy that the center employed someone to sell the product around, and you will be paid with the profits that are obtained. I am praying for the Lord's blood. That's fucked.
It was on the back. Okay, in my defense, if anyone else does these things, the translation's always on the bottom. See the bottom half of the page? You wouldn't have to print double-sided. So,
well, on the Word document, it probably looked different.
At the center, we have started an entrepreneurship business. We sell delicious baobabs with pineapple and banana flavors.
What's a baobab?
Baobabs?
B-A-O-B-O-B?
Baobabs. Barabbas.
Isn't that in the Bible? The criminal that they released. Yeah.
Yeah. Release Barabbas.
Yeah.
Dude, Pontius Pilate, he got instant name recognition for just like stealing something.
Dude, they fucking yelled like it was fucking UFC 300.
Barabbas. Dude, he got like, imagine being lucky in that time. It's like, dude, I happen to be caught the same time the Lord and Savior is.
Especially in that time. Okay, in that time, there's no fair trial. It's just like, if someone thinks you did it, you're dead. So this guy's just like, I'm fucked. And then all of a sudden, like, he's sitting in jail.
The son of God comes
up. And someone's like, release Barabbas. He's like, holy shit.
Holy shit. Yeah, the villagers are so happy that the center employed someone to sell the product around, and maybe they meant we.
I don't know.
And he will be paid with the profits that are obtained. It has to be we. Typo. I am praying for the Lord's blessings to you and your family. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad. I actually didn't know it was translated, so I thought it was going to be funnier than it was. But anyways, welcome back. So yeah, just going to give you an update. We are a little off on episodes. Schedules have been a little nuts, but we're doing it when we can. So, yeah, big old Z stink. I do have a funny story about Z.
About me? You haven't even been around me.
Oh, I was the other morning.
Oh, yeah.
That was so,
not my best moment.
Dude, that was the funniest. So, So Z and I usually work together. We're not right now, temporarily. And I went...
We're not going to, is what he means.
It's temporarily. I'm coming back. Anyways, so, like, here's the thing is, I was blasting music in the bathroom, thinking no one was home.
I was
fucking
out.
Chilling. So then I walked downstairs. I'm like, grab my backpack. And I literally got my car and started it. And then I started doing the thing where you look like this. I'm like, is that Z's car? I'm like, oh, shit. Shut it off. Sprint upstairs because it was like 8:30 when I was leaving. And he works at 8. No, but I walk up and I'm not even kidding. So what's weird is like, I know I actually get this. It's weird that you're sleeping, but you also know the second you wake up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it was so bright in the room. It's way brighter than when I leave. So the second I open my eyes, I realize it's just sunny in my room. I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Well, what's weird is that I was I get this.
I was asleep.
Yeah, but somehow you like know the second you, like you know the timeline.
So you're saying I knew I was late and I just slept anyways.
No, I'm saying you knew when you woke up.
Oh yeah, I knew I was fucked. Yeah. I knew I was fucked. Well, because you were waking me up, I knew you were fucked because I knew you were later than me.
I woke up and all I see is, so Z's like this, like limp, and then he goes, and looks at, and he's like, looks at me, and I'm like, bro, he's like, but he still has that like sleep in his eyes, like he's just out. Mm. Oh, I wish I got that on camera.
I'm sure you do.
That was one of the funny, because like I texted you like an hour late or two. No, it was actually like 4 hours later. I was like, by the way, that was just the funniest, because I actually have that imprinted in my memory.
Yeah,
because like great. You had gotten up on the bed. And then, like, you're on your knees in the bed with, like the comforter kind of on you. And then you look over and you're like...
Well, it was that
oh, fuck
yeah,
moment.
It's that moment. Like, I sat there. I didn't run and sprint to my pants because I realized, I'm like, regardless if I get there right now, I'm fucked anyways. So I needed a second to process it.
What's funny is if it was 7:45, you would have tried. Mm-hmm. And I've been... There's no way.
Yeah. If it was 7:45, I 100% would have tried.
Sprinted down.
But there's like, no way.
If it's past 8, it's like, well, I'm fucked.
Yeah, there's no difference between like 8:30 and 8:40 at that point. It's like, you're fucked either way. It doesn't matter.
Oh, that was funny.
But yeah. If it was like 7:50, I'd probably still be like, I can make it.
Dude, from Florence, I have made it leaving at 7:30.
From Florence, yeah. Florence, because you don't have to go through downtown. There's a lot of lights you're missing there. That's because from Florence, it's just a straight shot, one light, and that's it. And you're just bam.
It's still 30 minutes. I showed up at like 7:59. I'm not even kidding. Which actually made me reflect on myself and the fact that I'm almost going to die to not be late for work. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. Or like get in an accident, maybe.
Dude, I was going 90 on Auburn Ingham Claw.
Yeah,
just like going as fast as I fucking could, just weaving it out. Then I'm like, run this red light. Yeah, it was like, honk,
honk. I've done that before too. But that's the thing I've realized is I would rather take that risk and drive 100 miles an hour than hear them chirp me.
Yeah, that's fucked.
It's insane.
I've been late 3 times in my life, and I cried the first time, and then, oh yeah, I was 18, and I thought I was gonna get fired. I thought my life was done. I thought I moved up here for nothing. I didn't like cry. I was just like,
meanwhile, fucking what's his face in detail fucking goes to jail and comes back and comes back to work.
I was
you hear
on
about
a different,
that?
Yeah.
He fucking no, went
yeah,
to
yeah,
jail.
Yeah, I know.
That's fucking crazy.
But they're not held.
They're just like, hey, welcome back.
They're not held to the same standard.
I know.
I actually in my head thought that I had moved to a different state and then brought my boy along with me. And I was like, I'm going to get fired. And so, yeah, it was a very emotional moment. And then I didn't. Which
so you
nice.
Sat there in tears, kind of felt. So did they even say anything to you? You're just like.
No, he was
actually. You're just like, I'm not fired.
No, I was just like, hey, man. I'm like.
Lane gives you the fucking number, the old umpire. You're out of here.
No, he tried once, but.
Oh, my God.
Actually, he got what he asked for, I guess, 4 years ago. I'm out of there now.
Oh, temporary, I thought.
It is temporary.
Oh.
It is.
Ah, you're in denial still. I see. I'll let it.
I'm not in denial. Okay, you haven't even been there a year. I'm just working with everyone else. You know
what does that have to do? What does it have to do? My opinion on this specific issue. What does that matter? How long I've been there?
Because it's
I'm
all,
talking about it's all, you and what I fucking know and no, what you've told me every day I've seen you face to face, dude. Oh, I gotta tell you this. You've told me these things. How long and how you're not going back? And then you're sitting here telling me
you're
going back.
I'm not going back. I'm just saying I don't know. I just don't know.
You're all over the place.
The winds of change are a cold breeze, is what I will say.
Yeah.
And sometimes you shiver, and sometimes you quake, and sometimes you just put on
a... I thought you say quiver.
Sometimes you just quiver.
What was that thing, the article about that person, the frozen guy? The frozen guy, what was the...
Walt Disney. His head's frozen. Hey, if you guys actually think it's conspiracy, it's not.
No, he's literally actually frozen.
There's like $800,000 a year going to just... Like, literally fucking, what is it? The cold chemical.
The cold chemical? Like, dry ice?
Liquid nitrogen. There's literally, like, $800,000 a year going to just keeping his body. Like, they literally froze him before he died.
No, there was a clause in his death certificate slash will about what funds need to go.
Whose will? Sorry.
About what goes into his body. Actually, and what's funny, there's a conspiracy I think we talked about one time about Walt Disney and... How Frozen is now, after Frozen came out, is now their biggest film probably ever. And there's a conspiracy around Disney calling it Frozen. So that now when people type in Walt Disney Frozen or Disney Frozen or anything Frozen, that comes up instead of about him. Yeah.
Yeah, he's literally frozen. Like they froze him before he died. But also he's like, well, when greater technology comes out, they'll save me. I'm like, who? Who's going to save you? See, better technology comes out. They're going to save this old guy who used to make a little mouse. Fucking toot his horn on a fucking boat. They're going to be like, that's who we need to save.
I mean, got to hand it to the guy.
He tried.
Well, I'm saying in terms of licensing, genius.
Yeah.
Genius.
Every rich guy knows you can't take it with him. And he's like, well, then I'm just not going. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Well, I mean, it's a good try. He's not that far off.
So how does that work, do you think, with like the afterlife and shit? Like, so say you're going to die.
What the fuck?
No, I'm saying... He got frozen before he died, so he's just still alive. So
no,
he didn't
he's not fucking alive.
They froze him before he died. He was not clinically dead or anything. His soul's still in there, right?
He is not in there. There's cells that are still alive in there, probably laying dormant. There's probably still parts of him that are alive. He is not sitting there like, oh, it's cold. He's not fucking in there.
No, of course he's unconscious. Okay, but what would happen if we froze you right now for 100 years? It's way past your lifespan. Are you not in there?
I would be dead. Like, but what the fuck?
Have you ever seen Captain America? He fucking came back frozen when he just suicide bombed the fucking stealth
dude,
bomber.
Talk about a fucking... Dude, talk about blue balls, dude.
Dude, Captain America is the biggest...
Biggest simp.
Yes, thank you. He's such a douche. And everyone's like, he's Captain, and like somehow he can just like take bullets or something.
And then at the end goes back to live with the, like doesn't come back because he wants to hang out with the bitch. And then comes back old and he's like, yo, it was worth it. Like,
what?
Like, bro.
He's like, I just want to live in the 50s where like men went, and fucking.
Dude, the 50s would be kind of cool.
Not for you.
No, we've talked about that. No, I'm saying they would be, it'd be cool because like at that, like.
The old the diners.
Cars, the old diners. The old, like...
Oh, the milkshakes you dude, roll.
The milkmen and... Yeah.
The milkmen fucking our
the
wives.
The milkmen and then fucking... the fucking... You know, the waitresses with the aprons with the big old calcium cannons on the front, dude.
Yeah! Let's bring that shit back, dude. Like, now all we got is Denny's. We're some theater...
Home of the Grand Slam.
And the home of the theater kids.
When's the last time you went to Denny's?
God, I almost had to go a couple nights ago. Luckily, Russ said no.
Dude, unfortunately, you know what's the only shitty thing about, and this includes like sports, when you find yourself on the road driving for many hours or for anything of that sort, the only shitty thing about being on the road a lot, the only type of food that is available at sometimes is like Denny's, gas station foods, just absolute like fire shit food that will make
but
you just...
Sherry's?
Like, Sherry's?
Sherry's pie shakes.
Sherry's has some hitters.
Not like the Grand Slam at Denny's.
No, Sherry's has some hits, 100%. The pie shakes are all underrated.
Yo, hey, for any of you who go to Sherry's, you can actually ask for it to be extra chunky.
I didn't. He did, but...
You did.
I just like it how it is. I don't need extra chunks. I like it how it's made. Because I feel...
Do not do that. We were sitting there. We were high as fuck at 17 years old. And we'd ask for extra chunks. And you're like, dude, the extra chunks. Yeah. Like, yeah, we did loved I? It. Just enjoy it. We loved
no,
it.
No, I probably had it. I'm saying I think I actually preferred just the normal out was.
But you love the extra chunks. I remember it.
I'm not saying I didn't love it. I'm saying thinking... I think I just prefer it with how
maybe
it was.
Now I'm saying then you did not prefer it.
Because I was baked. I didn't care.
You loved the extra chunks.
You loved it, Z. You fucking loved
no,
it.
No, I remember.
No, I'm saying I probably did. I probably did.
Because they had the big ass straw. Oh, I actually got the... Oh, dude, here's a story for
the,
you.
The only problem with the big ass straw is there's shrapnel going down your throat.
Oh, yeah. It's the chunks.
No, I know. It's... The consistency of it made me want to throw up.
Dude, actually, there's
like,
a story.
It's like boba tea. Like, yeah. Who the fuck likes that? You're drinking the fucking tapioca nuts?
I'm down for boba tea. Just don't put the balls at the bottom.
I don't like that shit. Was it tapioca? What is tapioca? Is it pudding?
Yeah, it's a type of
trying to
pudding.
Bubble to the tea, but I don't drink boba.
Yeah.
It's BLP kosher.
Yeah.
That's a Jewish rapper.
Well, shocking. Kosher.
Yeah.
He's a Zionist.
He's kind of hard, though.
Yeah. No, I was actually at a coffee stand on Sunday, and like you're looking at three people who are just hungover as fuck. Or not even hungover, just exhausted. We had like 16 hours of sleep in like three fucking days, and so we're like, oh, let's just get some coffee, get us home. So we all order some, you know, iced vanilla lattes. Great. Yeah, love it. And then they ask us, they're like, hey, so what size straw do you want? Do you want like the little one or the big one or like the medium? And Russ just
you
like...
You want the normal straw or the pipeline?
And so then Russ just kind of looks at him and he's like, I don't...
we got some PVC pipes if you want.
Like, what kind of fucking question is that? Like, what size
straw? A normal straw is fine.
Just don't give me the paper ones where it gets all like...
I know. And then and then
I got like pieces of paper.
I know, it's falling apart and like the drink's going through the straw. Meanwhile, like the celebrities riding their jets go get their hats in the mansion back to Florida, but I have to drink out of a fucking paper straw.
At least the fucking turtles can't do coke now. Like,
might as well. I say let them.
Let them. Fuck
okay,
it.
I watched a thing about this.
Turtles want to do coke.
This is actually fucking crazy. I watched this thing, and this guy was talking about. There's like the comedian was talking about like the turtle. It makes complete sense. Like, think about this. So the straws, right? It's about the turtles. Apparently, they get them stuck. Here or like they like what the fuck I don't know.
Okay. I've never got anything stuck in my nose unless
Imagine this. This guy said, and once I thought about it, it made complete sense. He's like, okay, think about this. A turtle. Okay, let's see. Do you know how fast he has to be swimming, and then the straw has to be coming down at him at a certain speed to go into a hole the size of a wiener hole? You know the odds of that fucking happening? It's so true. What the fuck are we talking about?
We're not talking about... Yeah, it's bullshit.
That makes no sense.
If the turtles want
to... And it's floating on the top. They would have to be... First of all, they would have to have like a Bolton engine on their back with their nose on the surface like this.
Unless they were going down the EAC. No, I'm saying, dude, if fucking
what
Timmy...
What brings you here on this fine day to the EAC?
Dude, if Timmy the Turtle wants to snort a sea urchin, like, just fucking let him. Like, it's natural progression. Like, you know, sea anemones take little fish. Sea
I
turtles...
I used to think it was sea enemies.
Sea enemies?
I thought they were...
See your enemy. Every
they were
real estate
it.
Agent ever?
I thought
everyone's
they,
your enemy you know, after, when you're a real estate agent.
When Finding Nemo first came out, I was like, oh my God, it's the enemy because it killed his fucking kids.
Did
like,
it
was part of it. It was part, I don't know. No, actually, if anything, it protected him. But I was like, it was.
It wasn't that shark. Okay, do you remember the scene?
It was a barracuda.
Yeah, remember when it was just sitting there, like staring?
I was scared when I first saw it.
But remember, it's not even moving. And it's just like if this is the anemone, it's just like.
Dude, it is creepy scene.
Dude, it like fucked with them for a little bit. And it's like, hey, clownfish, you're about to get clowned. I'm going to take your son.
Well, the whole thing about Finding Nemo, like conspiracy is like everyone died. That it was all figment of his imagination.
Oh,
it
like it was his Dory? Trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she trauma. Was like schizophrenic or what was it?
I don't know.
ADHD or something.
I'm not saying her. I'm just saying
or no,
Marlin.
Memory
like
loss.
His whole thing Marlin? Was like the kid, he didn't have a fucking kid. It was all just like a traumatic, it wasn't real. And all his kids died.
Well, what's scary is that does happen to humans.
Oh, yeah.
How do we know you and I are an instrument? Can you imagine if you woke up
one
day?
Oh, you're very real.
thanks. Can you imagine if you and I woke up one day and it was like, dude, Jack's been dead for like 10 years. Or like, Z's been dead for like 10 years. I'm like, what? No, I just like.
Yeah, you're about to come down.
I'm saying like I was like, no, I just hung out with him. It's like, no, your brain's playing tricks on you. He hasn't been here. And then like.
That'd be a trip.
And then the curtain opens like.
Well, I don't know if a curtain would open like a magic show.
But. I'm saying like the metaphorical curtain opens. Alex has been gone for 10 fucking. She's like, yeah, like I went and got married to some big guy. And fucking Z is. Oh, he's been gone for a while. And I'm just like, I just thought I was having conversations with him the whole time.
And you just look like you're insane.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that would show.
Dude, I saw this thing earlier. It was like a puzzle. And it said, if you can solve, I wasn't happy doing this, but it ended up being like a whole fucking can of worms that it was just too long.
Where did that expression come from? When do you get a can of worms?
Maybe it's back in the day when you'd fish. When people back, like way back.
It was always a plastic tub, though.
Well, way back when they would use worms. And so they would always gather a shit ton of worms.
It was always a plastic tub.
And so
they never canned them.
I'm assuming, okay.
Can worms.
So when you open, well, you can can them.
No, but.
You can
even
them.
Even the plastic jugs of worms had little air holes.
I know, but like they could be dead.
You can't put them in a Campbell's.
No, but you could can them.
Fish want them when they're alive.
Couldn't they be aerated cans?
If
not thatched, but
if they're canned, it's like a Campbell's noodle can.
But it could be canned.
Yeah.
Anyways, there was this puzzle I saw. There's a puzzle I saw, and it's like, if you complete this, you were either a psychopath or a genius. And I was going to have you do it.
You're both. You think I'm a psychopath.
I was going to have, no, I was like, dude, I bet you Jack could, I was laughing at myself in the car. Cause I was like, I bet you Jack could fucking solve this. Oh my God. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, if Jack is too, he's done too many stupid things to be a genius.
I know I'm not a genius.
So he's a psychopath.
No, you think I'm a psychopath. I'm not.
Oh my God.
No, he gave me the whole Tesla. Did you have the Tesla?
No, I don't. I have to find it. I didn't save it.
Well, you should have. Let's fucking.
It was long as fuck. It was like this long labyrinth of shit. It was just like a.
Well, let's just type in fucking the fucking shorthand.
We're already over halfway in the episode. The time you search it and do it, it's going to be the end of the episode.
Let's just say there's a short one. Psychopath versus genius. Speed test.
Oh, there we go. He found a loophole. It's like, you're a genius. He's like, oh, I'm a genius.
All right. This quiz is designed to tell if you're a psychopath or a genius. Almost describe me as... Oh, dude, I'm not doing this.
I told you. It's a fucking... It's a process.
Yes, this is definitely me. Most would describe me as charming and nonchalant. I can turn charm on. Yes. I do what I want when I want in the moment the impulse strikes me. Regardless of others want. No, that's not me. If something goes wrong or turns out badly, it's not my fault. No, I take blame. I've gotten into legal or criminal trouble as an adult. No. I am easily the best at what I do, bar none.
We've already done this, remember? And 100%, yeah.
This describes me somewhat.
Yeah,
I take pride in my work. I do whatever I feel like doing.
We've done this test on this podcast, that one. I remember because we laughed at it.
This is Psych Central. Came out 3 months ago.
We literally have a clip on Instagram that says, I'm the best at what I do.
It was in Florence.
It was here.
Oh, all right. We've been here over a year. This was 3 months ago. This test came out.
I think this was within
2 months. I do whatever I feel like doing, and I don't care what others think, or even if it's illegal.
That's you, yeah, 100%.
Describes me somewhat. Every person for themselves. I don't see the point in feeling sorry. No, that's not me.
That's definitely not you.
I've gotten into legal or criminal trouble when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Not
on the books.
This describes me somewhat.
Put somewhat for everything. You're one of those like neutral answers for everything.
No. I have no problem or concern in lying in order to get what I want. Depends who it is. If it's close friends, family, or loved people, I won't lie to them. But if it's for work,
Tars said it on Interstellar. Sometimes truth is not always the most diplomatic thing. That's why he's a 90%... He has a 10% lying parameter and a 90% honesty
exactly.
parameter.
I agree with it. This test is rigged. Live in the moment is what I say. Yep. Okay. I never feel remorse.
Live in the moment is what I say.
Shame or guilt. No, I do feel remorse. I don't see the point in taking any responsibilities of any kind. They just weigh you down. No, I take responsibilities all the time. I'm not psychopathic. Cool. I guess we figured that out.
We've already done that, so I already.
But the last time we did it, I was psychopathic.
Yeah, you were. But that wasn't the speed test.
Well, we're at it.
What?
We're at 30. I think, here's the thing, I think you're projecting, because I think you know that if anyone is psychopathic, it's you.
I never said I wasn't.
No, hey.
I'm projecting, you're like, no, pull it up, I want to see it, and you just took us
exactly,
through that whole thing.
Exactly, because I'm happy to do it, because I know that I'm not.
I've already done it, like 3 times.
And why would you need to think that you had to do it 3 times? Are you trying to prove something
because
to yourself?
Because we have had this conversation and taken the test on this podcast. If you don't believe me, I can pull up the exact episode.
I did
episode.
It twice.
I did it too.
You did not. Not on the podcast.
I'm the one who found it.
I know. And how did you find it?
Because
you have an inkling in your head that you might be psychopathic.
No, you know
that
what it is?
Why.
You know
that
what
is
this
why.
Is? Your girlfriend's a therapist, so you think vis-a-vis, you're like a freelance
no,
therapist? And
no,
you're not.
I'm not
you're
a freelance
not.
Therapist.
No,
that's a great...
No, that's what it is. That's what it is.
That is a great cop-out.
That's what it is. You think
no, because
that you have this like deep thing.
No,
you know,
I don't. What I'm saying is that one who talks about death wants to kill people, the whole thing. And then
you've said the same
and
thing.
And then you're searching at night like, am I psychopathic? And
I
like,
don't
no,
care.
No, the test said no, but I'll give it to Jack. That's what happens.
Absolutely
I know what
not.
Happens. You know what happens when he gets home? He's on the toilet for fucking an hour and a half. You know what he's doing? He's beaten off for the first 20 minutes. The next fucking 80 minutes, what are you doing? You're looking up psychopath tests, making sure he's not crazy. That's what I've...
I have to take long showers to wash the dirt out of my fingernails from doing outside work. Not all of us are typing all day.
So much
Sorry.
Better than
that. No, I'm serious. Like, what? Oh. I take very long showers because I get very dirty and I have to wash all the dirt out.
I agree with that. I also
Do
think
you?
I also think that
you
there,
know, you know
there
what,
is
you,
something in your head
you know
that,
what?
That you think you're psychopathic.
You know what it is?
You're scared that you're psychopathic.
I'm not scared at all. You just like to sit here and make moves from your little ivory tower.
I don't have an ivory tower. There's no tower.
You like sit there in your little ivory tower.
We live in the same place.
No, and no, you just have this little...
No.
You do. You have this little...
No, I think it's that if someone actually challenges you, then you're like, oh, they must be up here. It's like, no, I'm actually giving
what
you...
What are you challenging me in?
That you think that you're psychopathic and projected on
I
me.
I don't. I don't know. Maybe I am. I don't care. Why do you think I sit here
I would hope you would care. That would be a really big deal.
Well, I don't think the Microsoft Google speed test is one gonna that's going to tell me. I just think it's funny that we did the test, and we did it 3 times on this podcast.
Answer me this. How many personal tests have you taken?
How many personal tests?
Whether it's psychopathic or if you're...
I did the same ones you've done.
No, alone.
I've never done one alone. I've done the same ones you've done.
Alone, never alone.
No.
Never.
Because why would I... It's for like the podcast. It's funny to find out what
you've never been
be.
Curious about like, why am I thinking about this?
No, because even if
never
I was curious,
alone.
I wouldn't go to a Google test to find out. I would go to a therapist if I really wanted to know, but I really don't.
Well, you have one right here, that. Apparently, so we're good.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. From,
all right, well...
Yeah, from fucking... We got a therapist here from Full Sail University, so yeah. Fuck you.
No, I'm not a fucking therapist.
No, the University of Phoenix Online.
Yeah. Apparently, I dated a therapist, adopted some language, and I'm just...
No, you have adopted some rhetoric, in which
you know what? I've actually think it's been extremely helpful. I know, I'm the worst, but it's...
I'm not saying it hasn't. I'm saying you're...
I'm saying it's been helpful.
It has been helpful.
It's helped me communicate. It's helped me in life. It's helped me with work.
Well, the unfortunate thing is I know you so well, so then when I hear those things come out of your mouth, it sounds foreign to me.
Apparently people can't change, and that just sucks, doesn't it?
I guess you're just way better than me.
And that is projecting.
All right, we're done.
You can find us at Around the Lunch Table page.
Oh, Patreon. Fuck.
Patreon.com.
You're not getting shit.
For, no, we just did an exclusive episode last week.
True.
Exclusive.
I didn't listen to it, but no.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it either. Exclusive content, episodes early-ish. By the way, yes, our schedules are going to be a little fucked. Possibly till August. If we keep going, then it's end of November and we're back on the right path. But yeah, we just got to get, we got different jobs and this is how it goes. So bear with us. Z, where can they find you?
They can find me as Isaiah_Leslie on Instagram. James, where can they find you?
They can find me at Jack_Spence or both of our handles at the Seattle Therapist page where Z is a full-time
our love handles hips. Is that what love handles are?
I've told I have love handles. I was told that. No, but I'm serious. Child.
Is love handles mean like extra skin coming off, like a thick person, or is that actually hips?
It's when you have the. Okay, I'm gonna turn this way and just look.
Okay, you just tell me. Are you talking about the V lines? Those aren't love handles.
No, girls love V lines.
I'm saying, what are love handles?
Okay, V lines are this. Love handles is like this.
So it is like this. It is like the chub skin.
Yeah, if it goes out.
That's love handles? I thought it was hips.
Okay, I actually don't have them.
No, I don't think so either. I'm saying that's why I thought it was ridiculous you were trying to show me.
I know, but what I'm saying is like I have like the beginning sprout, but I've had that forever. Do you see how it goes like this and then see that? Imagine that like.
Yeah, like on someone who weighs a lot more. That's why bigger people have love handles.
The whole point, okay, say you're hitting it from the back and you're going to grab the handles.
Oh,
yeah, it's the love handle.
But you actually grab that chunk of skin like a fucking.
Okay, well you're.
No, I'm
doing
asking.
It.
Like, do you actually?
Yeah, and it's like.
But wouldn't you just put your hands on their sides? You wouldn't grab the little hand. You wouldn't grab the actual.
Well, when you put most people when they're hitting from the back, they grab the sides, right?
Yeah, but you put your whole hand along their hips or sides.
Exactly. Most like or the people you and I have been with. Yes, but imagine there's a full-on like handle, it's just like.
But wouldn't that hurt to grab so hard? I guess that makes sense.
No, that's what a love handle is.
Oh, okay.
Which I was actually told in like high school I had love handles, which is weird because then I realized I didn't.
But I think love handles. You have to be a little bigger boned to have love handles.
Yeah, I've never been big boned. No. I mean, I had big bone, but not like big bones.
Yeah, I agree.
It doesn't
make sense. Yeah. I never got it.
I feel like you could have some love handles on you.
I don't think so. I think that's reserved.
Show me.
Reserved for people that are bigger, you know?
No, but sometimes, I mean, people's bodies just go different ways. Show me.
I have a normal body. It's just.
Okay. No, so stand up. Okay. You have like, you have the same thing I do. It kind of goes out a little bit. Yeah. See how it like. That's a love handle. Yeah. I'll grab it. You can check us both out at the Instagram page, whatever. That'll do it for this week. Please bear with us for our crazy schedules and see ya.
That was good. That was good. I like that.
Get rowdy up in here.